Blog Talk Radio.
George, come on, and it is the Wednesday show. So hopefully everybody's having a great week so far, having some fun. We're going to talk to some, I call them dead people, ancestors, get some message, talk a little bit about the law of attraction manifesting. But, you know, a lot of it has to do with having the attitude and putting yourself in the vibrational place to do that. Now, if you want to talk about your past lives, we can do that. If you have some questions that about any particular topic in your life, if you want one of your ancestors to give you some advice on that, more than willing to go there. Want to go there. Spirit wants to talk to you. Your family, spirit guides, source energy, if you know what source energy. Some people call it God. I call it source. So that's what I call it. So we'll do that. But I had a comment. I thought about this morning. It's about the political thing that's going on. And I'm not going to get political as this person's great and that person's bad and, you know, you should vote this way or that way. It's not my purpose to tell you what to do. So what I want to tell you is about, well, let's just think about this for a few minutes. You know, when they paint a picture on candidates, whatever party, it doesn't matter which party is, it seems like we have the extremes. We have the extremes of this person is wonderful and great, this person has done all these wonderful things, or this person is a dirtbag. You know, isn't that true, either side of it? Now, I know some get more praise than others for all the good they do, and some get less praise. But, you know, you got the dirtbag and you got the right person. So, but somewhere, there's a middle ground. Somewhere there's truth. Somewhere there's this actually, this what the person is really all about. You know, they're not all good and they're not all bad, and I don't care who it is, they're not all good and they're not all bad. But what is their basic character? What is their basic attributes? What are they really like? You know, what is their soul? What's coming from their soul? So I know that's not the easiest thing to determine. I guess you'd have to kind of study the person and read some really kind of neutral, from neutral parties, if there is such a thing in political circles. It's this thing is a neutral party. But I was just thinking about that. You know, I don't care who the candidate is. And I've always believed that in life about people in general, that there is... there is good in everyone, and then there's some not so good in everyone. Everybody has that dark shadow side. You know, thinking about political people, how to get where they're at, to reach their top. Now, this is true for business people, so I'm not going to exclude them from this paradigm here. That you have to do a lot of things to get there. You have to do a lot of things and you have to compromise. And, you know, sometimes you live on the edge. You're always living on the edge. So I'll get to the call in a minute. This is a little bit of an editorial, but it's really basically saying to you, and this is my feelings on it, there is absolutely no perfect person or bad person, total good or total bad. There's somewhere in between. And in the political arena, you kind of have to look for that. What is the in between? What is their basic nature? What kind of person are they? And it's true in the politics, it's true in the business world, it's wherever you're coming from. You know, I've been in the business world and I work for companies and I work for entrepreneurs and business managers and, you know, corporate controllers and CFOs and CEOs and all that stuff. There was no perfect manager. There was no perfect person as an entrepreneur. They had good qualities and they had bad qualities. They did really good things for people, and some of them did really sort of kind of ruthless things to get where they wanted. So when you're climbing the ladder, politics or business, there's no saints, but no devils either. People are somewhere in between. So, and I look at the political thing and go, you know what? Yeah, they're not all good or all bad. So that's my take on politics. So I look at it from what is their soul all about? What is their nature all about? And kind of each person has to determine for themselves. Okay, so I won't get into personalities and individuals. I'll just say that that's my take on it. So I'll take callers. I got some articles, some of the stuff I've been thinking about, I haven't talked to you about lately, and some articles by article by Pam Grout. It's a lot of it has to do with manifesting or getting yourself into an attitude to create and manifest what you want in your life. So let me take a call, see what you have to say, and then we'll jump into some things. Hey, I can let you kind of decide which one you want to hear. We could do that too. That's kind of okay, right? Yeah, whatever article you want to hear about, because some of them are fun. One's about using affirmations. I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. Oh, let me take a call and we'll get back to those. Let you guys see if you have a preference in what you want to talk about. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Hello? Wait a minute. You're not connecting. Hello? So I sprung on. Oh, you're there. Are you not there? Let me try. I'm going to put you on hold. This is a 252 number. So if you're out there sitting, waiting to be called, let me try this again. Hold on. Let me put it on hold. Let me try to pick this up again. Hello? Actually, I'm not hearing you. What's going on? Are you there? Well, try calling back in or something, because I'm not even hearing anything at the other end. I'm not hearing noise. I'm not hearing a connection. So try back and see what happens. I guess are you guys hearing me? I should be hearing me. Everything seems to be working fine at my end. I heard the music when I came on, so there must be some kind of connection, right? Okay, so I'm going to put you on hold. I'll come back. And let me talk about some of the things, some of the articles I wanted to talk about. Using affirmations, I thought was cool. And then Pam Grout, who I like, she's a good author, and she wrote a new book, and I don't know when it's going to be out, and I probably will read it when it's out. It's called Thank and Grow Rich. It's about gratitude. It's about shameless gratitude. So I'll discuss her article about shameless gratitude, appreciating things in your life. I thought this was kind of a fun thing about seven things healthy people do before they go to bed. Ah, interesting thought, right? And the other one was finding calm in our everyday. Now, what does that have to all of that have to do with manifesting? Well, you know, it's your vibrational place where you're at. What's your vibration? If you're vibrating in a high place, then it's easier to manifest. But you're all funky and negative and a lot of stuff. You know, I was got a little funky this morning. Maybe it was a political thing that reading all these posts on politics, you know, from one side or the other, negative, positive, and all that stuff. Maybe that put me in a little funk, so I have to ignore that stuff. So that's finding calm in everyday life. And the other one is 10 things the right man will never make you wonder about. Got it? Yeah. So I thought that was an interesting, you know, what a man who really respects. This is written by a woman. It's from beliefnet.com, but it's written by a woman. So anybody have any preferences? What they want to hear, talk about? You know, you want to talk about what the right man, I like that, the right man. Is there such thing as a right man? Where you want to talk about affirmations? You want to talk about Ms. Pam's article about quit thinking, start thinking. Ooh, I like that. Quit thinking, start thinking. And I have my preferences. We'll do Pam first anyway, because I was going to do this the other day and never quite got to it. Okay, so my caller friend here, 252, are you still there? I mean, I tried logging, putting you on, and it wouldn't go on for some reason. I will try again. If you have a question, if you're in the chat room, tell me you're here, and I'll try to connect again. I don't know if it's a Blog Talk problem, it's a Skype problem, it's a problem at your end. Who knows, right? Who knows what it is? Let me try again. Hello? Oh, that is so weird. You know what? You're going to have to call back in, because I'm not connecting with you if you're there, you're not there. So put you on hold. Oops. Oh, well, maybe this is, let me try this one. Okay, hold on again. Let me try this. Hello? Well, there you are. What happened? Are you there? You're not there. You're there, but you're not there. You got a problem. We have a problem. What's that expression from the movie? Houston, we have a problem. Okay, so let me try putting you on hold and trying it again one more time. Maybe it's your end. I don't know. Okay, some people have come and gone. Hello? I think it's just something's funky at that end. I don't know. So you can try again. Let me get into an article. Let me do Pam's article about gratitude and how gratitude brings you at anything you want in your life. Appreciation is one of the keys of getting what you want. So I'm going to put you on hold because this doesn't seem to be connecting for some reason. So if you wanted, one of the things we can do if you're in the chat room and we're not connecting on the phone thing is if you want to talk about a past life and you want some past life information, if you just give me your real name, first name, and your year and month of birth, and or even if the year is good enough, and then we can go from there. We can kind of look into a past life because this phone thing is kind of funky today for some reason. Funky phone day. It's a funky phone day. So let me try another caller, see what happens. Whose fault is it? Hello?
Hi.
Well, you're okay. Wow, so the other caller must be up there and not my end. Sometimes you wonder, oh, what did I do wrong today? Why is it not working? So whom am I speaking to?
Kathy.
Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on, Kathy? What's going on? How's life?
Just life, yeah. Working on my...
Life's good. Life's good for the most part. We all have our little bumps in the road. Or little mountains to climb, right?
Sure.
Or go around. Sometimes it's easier to go around than try to climb over them, right?
That's true.
Or you could bore a hole right through the middle of them. So how can I help you, or can I help it? Maybe I can, maybe I can't. Who knows, right? I don't know. Do we know?
Yeah. I would like some information on my spiritual path.
Ooh. So give me a little bit more information. That's pretty general. Let's narrow it down just a little bit so I can get some. Okay, it's on your father's side of the family where I'm getting energy anyway. So it's on your father's side of your family, and it's a female energy on your father's side of the family. So we'll leave it at that for right now. So narrow it down for me.
Well, I've been reading books, taking classes, and I feel like I should be doing something.
Okay. Well, let me. First thing I hear. Now this is going to seem really general, but it's really important. What I hear for you is, what's in your heart? What resonates most with you? What resonates most with you? Because you can read all kinds of books and modalities and spirituality, but what resonates most with you? What kind of turns the fire on a little bit more than anything else?
I think healing people, reading hearts.
Okay, so, well, you can do both at the same time. You know that.
Yeah.
Because you're in the presence of somebody, right? You're there, sitting there looking at you going, okay, what does that mean? What does that mean? What kind of cards do you use?
Angel cards.
Oh, those are cool. Which ones? I use
Doreen,
angel cards.
Sure.
Yeah, the original one, the original ones healing with angel cards.
What do you mean? She's
put out a whole lot of decks. So, well, let's just say angel
cards. Right.
But they've given great messages. I've used them from time to time. So, yeah, cool. So, as you're giving a message to somebody, you're putting your healing energy out, and you have to consciously put your healing energy out to that person to reach their heart, right?
Right.
So where's the question of all that? Seems like you've got it nailed. You're good at it. People come to you. People resonate with you. People, when they leave you, they have a smile, right? You give really positive messages, correct?
Yeah, I just need to do it.
No, that's the old, yeah. Well, where's the fear then? Because then we're talking fear, right?
Yeah.
If you're not doing it, you're afraid to do it for some reason. So what's the some reason you're afraid to do it for?
Not quite sure that I would give them the right answer.
Well, let me. This is an interesting thing to say to you here, because when you say give them the right answer, first thing I hear for you is there is no wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's because think of it this way. The answer depends on them. If they don't like the answer, it's not going to resonate with them, but they'll think about the answer, right?
Right.
But if, see, giving them an answer gives them an opportunity to respond yes or no to the answer. And sometimes you have to be the protagonist and give them something that they need to think about. Got it? There's no. I keep hearing from you, there is no wrong answer. Whatever you're given is what you're supposed to be giving to the person. And if they react badly to it, that's something they got to deal with, not you.
Okay. So
do you trust your messages? Do you trust that you're divinely inspired to give the message that you do?
Yes.
Okay. Well, where's the problem?
There isn't.
You just give the message and let's see what happens, what they resonate with it or not. You're on a good path. If you feel, and you really do feel, that you're connected, then go for it, right?
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me anything more about my father's side of the family?
What about him?
You said you were getting him, the father side.
It's a female energy on your father's side of the family, okay? It's a female energy, and she's taking you by the hand and giving you instructions on what to tell and say to people. She is like your muse, your guide, your whatever you call it. She's taking you by the hand and leading you in a place where you can express wisdom and guidance to people. She is the one. I don't know who this is specifically, but it's on your father's side of the family. I hear great grandmother, father's side of the family. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
She was a gypsy or something like that.
I'll have to
she had look that
her
skill.
Up.
That, yeah, look her up. But yeah, she's there for you. Always.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thanks.
You take care. You're doing it. Just
you
keep
too.
Going.
Okay.
Don't let the naysayers get in your way, okay?
All righty.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye. Oops. Yeah, whatever. Okay, so I have another caller, and I'll be with you in a second. We're going to do the Pam Grout thing later. What am I doing here? I'm having too much fun. Just way too much fun. So let me take... And I'll take a call, and we'll go on. Okay, well, here we go. Hello?
Hi,
hello?
George.
Hello? Yes, hi.
Hi, George. Yeah. I wasn't sure if you could hear me.
I can hear you.
Good, thank you. So, talking about past lives, can I ask if you can see a past life between me and my friend, Margarita?
What year were you born?
I was born in 1978.
When was she born, do you know?
I do know. 9 years, which would mean 87.
Okay. Well, that all is... Yeah, that really doesn't make too much of a difference, because the past life you spent together, and it feels like, is in the 1800s, early 1800s. Okay?
Okay.
I'm trying to get where you were at. Obviously, it wasn't in the United States. And you're from India, right? Originally, right? Your family?
Yeah, I am, yes.
Okay, but it wasn't India either. It was somewhere early 1800s. It feels more like the Middle East, but it feels like the Mediterranean region. Okay, you both live together in the Mediterranean region, and it feels like perhaps northern Italy is what I keep getting, something like that. Okay?
Okay.
And you were a soldier. You were a soldier. I don't know if you kind of, because I see a guy, a person standing there. You were male and she was female. You were a soldier. And I see a sword, a person with a sword on their side. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you didn't die in war, but you died relatively young in that lifetime. You died relatively young. Wow. Okay. I'm not making this up. This is what I hear. So you can kind of take it or leave it, okay? This is what mm-hmm. I get, that you were caught in a love triangle with her. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You and somebody else loved her deeply. A fellow soldier. She lived in the same town where you were stationed, or whatever they called barracks, or whatever you call it. She was a kind of upper class woman. Her family had money. Okay, like they were like royalty in a way. I don't know if you call it royalty, but like magistrates, I guess would be her father was that sort of thing. Okay.
Okay.
This is interesting. You're still doing battle for her, aren't you? After all these centuries, you're still doing battle for her. You're still trying to win her, aren't you? It's kind of funny. I mean, I see this past life because I see swords, and I see a sword fight for her honor, to win her. You know, they did that back then. They kind of fought over women, you know, in a very physical way. Not with guns,
yeah.
But with swords. Definitely with swords.
And can you see what happened eventually?
You died. In a sword fight, okay?
And is that the reason why you were brought together this life?
But you're here this life to reclaim. This is the exact words I hear for you. You're here to reclaim your prize. Reclaim it.
Mm-hmm. So did I die in fighting for her or in a different battle?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a sword fight. And you died. Yeah, you were wounded. You were stabbed in the chest sort of thing. You ever get chest pains?
Not much, not really.
Below the heart kind of thing. Not in the heart region, but below the heart because you bled out. Yeah. Okay?
Right. All right. Brilliant. Thank you. Well, not very
brilliant. Yeah, that's kind of a weird deal, but yeah. I don't think you were stabbed in the back because it feels like you were stabbed in the front, you know, during a fight.
Yeah, I hope things go well this life, though. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you're here to make amends for it, okay?
Yeah, sure. If not,
I love that line. You're here to recapture your prize, okay? So go for it.
Yeah. Sure. Thank you.
It's emotional battles, not physical battles. Now, got it?
Yes, got it. It is.
Take care. Bye now.
And you as. Thank you.
Bye now. Oh, that's interesting. Wow. I mean, I'm not trying to go back to some movie I saw. No, it's not. It's because Northern Italy, he was dressed really nice. I mean, dressed really well. And this maybe it must have been an officer because sword with a beautiful uniform and the whole bit. Yeah. How fun is that? It's kind of cool. Think about it. What do you think? Yeah. Okay. So what are we doing? We're going to do Pam's story in a minute. Okay, so we're doing Pam's story, and then we're going to go back and do some other things, okay? This is all about her book, and, you know, and it's just, I thought it was really kind of interesting, and I'm not trying to sell her book. And she's talking about this whole idea of creating a community. Let me read a little bit of her story here and think about this as in not so much following Pam Grout or any particular author, but about creating a community of appreciation and manifesting. Because remember that words from Jesus about two or more together, right? You know, I'm with you. That power of more than one. Okay, so this is what she talks about her book addressing. To me, holding truth, raving about possibility, sharing our miracles is one of the most important things we can do for ourselves and for the whole for mankind. My vision for Thank and Grow Rich community is to come together to celebrate and appreciate this mysterious and beautiful world we inhabit together. Here's this short excerpt from the book that will debut next month, which would be in the month of August. Ooh, not far away, right? In my quest to heal myself, I have been to therapy, analyzed my dreams, gotten rebirth, written scathing letters to my parents. Anybody do that? You have to write a letter to your parents and either you send it or you burn it, and walked on coals and read hundreds of self. A lot of us have gone through this process of doing all these things to try to heal thyself, right? I went to Codependence Anonymous for a year to rid myself of my mother. And as she said, read hundreds of self-help books, maybe thousands. You'd think I'd be hanging out with Oprah by now, but it wasn't until I embarked on a simple practice of gratitude. Now, I'll use the word appreciation, but it's, you know, very similar words, that I finally got what I've been looking for all these years. She's emphasized that idea of gratitude or appreciation. The reason I look down my nose at this practice that, in one way or another, has been around for thousands of years, all things give thanks, because, well, it seemed way too simplistic. Being happy can't be that easy, right? That's what she's saying. You know, it's just showing appreciation or gratitude. That's all it takes. Just showing appreciation. Now, that's an alignment. If you get into the law of attraction principles and the vibrational principles, appreciation is right up there with love. Ooh, high vibration, flying high through appreciation or gratitude. I've been taught that the only way to heal myself was to put in my time, dig up my broken places. I've been taught that if I give enough effort, I could eventually someday get it, whatever it was. I tried to think my way out of problems. I tried to analyze what was going wrong. Little did I realize that all my thinking was a trap, a prison that put me over and over and again in solitary confinement. What do you think about that? Overanalyzing. Analyze this, analyze that. Oh, what did I do? You know, it's like the past lives. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Yeah, all your problems, all the little things, analyzing your body, right? And all your mind and your thoughts, and analyzing your thoughts. So it gets you into a hovering place, right? That treadmill of think. It wasn't until I began to actively look around at all my blessings that it dawned on me. Everything is exactly perfect just the way it is. I'm exactly perfect just the way I am. That is a great realization. Have you ever got to that place in your life where you can say, everything is perfect just the way it is? I'm exactly perfect just the way I am. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be content and stay where you're at. And it doesn't mean you don't want new and different in your life. But right now, at this moment, you're perfect on the leading edge, as Abraham would say in the Abraham material, on the leading edge to move to the next place in your life to get what you want. If you look at your life, it's kind of got you there. It's got you where you are right now. And there's a reason for it. There's always a reason for why you're at right now. You don't have to analyze it. Just accept it. Okay. I call it being on the frequency of joy and gratitude, turning it into the divine buzz. She calls the D-buzz. The divine buzz, well, known by other names, is an energetic cha-cha of a great force that wants to interact and have fun with you. So this book is subtitled 30-Day Experiment in Shameless Gratitude on Unabashed Joy. Now, whether you read her book or not, doesn't matter. I throw this stuff out there because I think it's interesting, and it's all about gratitude and appreciation where you're at and appreciating the little things that you have right now. But it's also appreciating what you want in life. also appreciating what you want in life. It's also appreciating those things that you don't have quite yet, but you know it are there, and you know that the universe or God or whatever you call it is going to bring it to you. So you get to that place of appreciation. Now, let me get back to the psychic thing for a moment here. And if you have any callers, I know we talked a few minutes ago, this one caller. The 443 number, I think we've already talked, so I won't go back there unless you can say in the chat room, no, I want to talk. So tell me if you want to talk. It's a 443 number, and I'm sure we've been there. Or it's a seven. What was I going to say? Back to the psychic thing, and people want answers. They want to know what their future is going to be, or what's going to happen in situations, or what about this, what about that? Well, let me give you this. That's an interesting concept, as in giving information and what spirit wants to give you, your ancestors want to give you about situations coming in your life. They'll give you an answer. They'll give you a prediction. They'll tell you what is in your future. What you have created for your future. You have created it. It's something that you're making to happen in your life. It's not necessarily destiny, or it's being dropped in front of you. For one reason or another, you've created the challenge or the gifts in your life. Through your thoughts, through your beliefs, you've created this. Now, it could be a new job. That would be cool. Or a new lover. You've created it. You put it out there. So, now, here's the key. We're going to tie in appreciation with this. If somebody tells you there's a great new boyfriend coming to you in 3 months or 6 months or next week, or there's a great new job just around the corner. You're lined up with it like right now. You're going to get it really soon. What is your response to that? Do you appreciate the message? Do you resonate with the message? Do you go, wow, I really appreciate that. I can really appreciate that message. I really want that. I can really connect with it. I can vibrate with it. Thank you for giving me that message, because I can really connect with that message. Or do you go, I've heard this 1,000 times before. Yeah, I've talked to so many different people out there, and they tell me that this and that, and or they tell me the same thing. And you know what that sounds like is doubt. Doesn't sound like appreciation. It sounds like doubt. Sounds like, I don't know. I question it. I'm asking, but I question it anyway. I ask for it, but I don't believe it. Does that make sense at all to you? That's what I'm trying to tell people, and that's why I'm trying to encourage people. When you ask whoever you're asking, whoever you're calling, or whatever psychic or intuitive or whoever you're calling, if they give you an answer, can you appreciate it? Can you resonate with it? Can you say, yes, I want that. That feels good. That I love that. It feels so good to me for that to happen. And I can connect with it, and I can start to visualize that, and I can start to appreciate that it's something that's coming in my life. And if you can do that, bam, it's done. The universe is aligning with you, because you're aligning with what's been given to you from a source that's telling you that's out there. Now, you may not trust, if you don't trust the psychic and you think they're just kind of pulling the wool over your eyes and they're just trying to make you feel good to get money out of you, that's a whole different ballgame. But if you're confident in whoever you're talking to and you feel that they're sincere and they're expressing whatever they're telling you is with love, then go for it. Then resonate with it. Hold on to it. Visualize it. Feel it. Put up vision boards kind of based on what you've been told. And know what's going to happen, because you're in alignment through appreciation of what you've been told. So that's the advantage of a psychic. That's what a psychic can do for you. Give you that thing to look towards, that it feels good. And if you really in a trust place, you're going to go, yep, that's divinely inspired. I'm not saying me, just particular George, the psychic George. I'm saying any psychic, any intuitive, any channeler, anybody that you talk to, because most people that call on the show have talked to like dozens of people, or at least four or five different ones. And so weed that out. What does it feel like to you? So if you're asking for predictions, if you're asking for something to happen in your life, what's going to happen? Then How does it resonate? And the stronger you feel about it, the more intense you feel about it, the more you appreciate it, the more you align with it, the quicker it comes. It's like that magnetic thing that I talk about. The stronger your magnet going out to the universe is, the quicker you pull it into your lives. Got it? That makes sense. Think about that. If you're calling into somebody, how does that resonate with you? Can you really appreciate what they're telling you? And I'm going to go for it. Okay, so enough of that. But I say these things because I think it's really important. I've been doing this for 25 years or more, you know, and I've been intuitive or a channel all my life, and spirit has worked through me all my life and telling me to tell people stuff. And I'm sure this is what I'm telling you is because spirit's telling me to tell you that, and I'm kind of light channeling all this stuff for you because they really want you to get everything you want in life. The universe, God, source energy really wants you to get what you want. There's no evil plot to promise you things and then hold them back. You're not being teased by God. It's out there. And as soon as you align with what's out there, and as soon as you believe it and accept it and appreciate it, the faster it comes to you. Okay, enough of that. Let's move on. We did the Pam Grout thing, and it's about a gratitude. And I got into gratitude and appreciation based on her thing. And let's see what else I can talk about today. Let's use affirmations, because affirmations, I use affirmations every day. I like affirmations. Affirmations are really putting it out to the universe and to your soul. It's the thought is the idea of the thought that you continue to think becomes your belief. A belief is nothing more than a thought that you continue to think. So if you can use an affirmation enough times, it becomes your belief. Nice. And your belief is something that you're going to create. Beliefs become actions. Beliefs become manifestations in your life. So it says, well, let's just go through this. It's talking about after loss, but let's just use affirmations in general. I'm using this kind of an article in general terms, not necessarily in specific terms as to loss. This is one about grief, and I thought that was really interesting. If somebody close to you decides to leave the physical world to go to the non-physical world. And the affirmation, basically, it says to yourself, it's okay for me to heal. It is time for me to heal. I am in a healing place. I am giving myself permission to heal. I am giving myself to finish the grieving process. Now, all of those are kind of tied into this affirmation that you would use when you feel that you're at a place when you need to move on, that you've grieved. So you could say in an affirmation, I am finishing my grieving and I'm moving on with my life. It is okay for time for me to heal, to prepare to move on with my life. So that's an interesting affirmation that you can use. It's giving yourself to heal a broken heart. I give myself permission to heal a broken heart. I give myself permission to move past grieving. Now, you got to do the grieving part. You got to move through it. You can't just, oh, I can't, I won't grieve. No, you got to grieve. So let's move on to that. Next one. Signs and messages from my loved ones. Okay, this is a little affirmation. They've moved on. They're in the non-physical world. So the affirmation is basically saying that I am accepted. I am willing and open to accept messages and signs from my loved ones who have passed on or have moved to the non-physical world or my loved ones. I am open and willing to receive signs and messages from my loved ones who are in the non-physical world. And you do it without doubt. You just believe it. however you want to say that, is that I am open to receive, I am open and willing to receive messages from my family who is in the non-physical world or in heaven, that's your term you want to use. And just continue to say it. I am open and willing and asking for messages from those in the non-physical world, my family members who have passed, whatever, use your terminology there. But continue to say it. Continue to put it out to the universe. This is something you want. This is something you love to have. Now, you may have to use a medium. I had to use a medium. When I first, I kind of wanted messages from my father, but never got messages from my father. I got a message. It was through smells. So I had to talk to a medium to confirm it. This is before I got it. I was doing channeling, but I never was doing this kind of work. We're talking to dead people. I still have a caller, so I better jump on the caller right now. Hello? Hello?
Hey, I was actually just listening, man.
Okay, go ahead. Continue to listen. Have a beautiful day. Have some
thank
fun.
You.
Have some fun. Okay.
I will. Okay.
Okay, let's go back to, where were we? Okay, so we're talking about, this is one I really like. It's an affirmation that we could use every day. And say this first thing in the morning, very simple thing to say. I choose to feel better today. I like that. Just very simple. I choose to feel better today. Now, I would use on top of that, maybe another one you could use as an affirmation to start your day. I love myself today. I love myself. I love who I am. I choose to love myself today. I like that. How about trying that one? I choose to love myself today. Look in the mirror. Look in your eyes. Eye to eyeball in the mirror to yourself and say, I choose to love myself today. And you might want to follow up, and I choose to love others. But mainly it's about loving yourself. And it's like, I choose to feel better today. But what better way of feeling good is that to love yourself, to deeply love yourself, right? Because that's going to make you feel better right then. Boom, you're connected to source. You're connected to God. You're feeling better. Ooh, I feel good. I feel good. And the next one. I guess we're running out of time here, but let me just do one more. I think I got a couple more minutes left. Okay, let me do one more of these things about affirmations, about healing. Oops, wrong one. Oops. I have these articles. It is good for me to pamper myself as I heal. It is good for me to pamper. I am pampering myself as I heal. You know, if you're going through this thing of grieving and you're getting over the loss of whatever it is, it can even be a pet. It could be the loss of a job. It isn't necessarily the loss of a loved one. And we lose things all the time that are very important to us. You know, job loss is one of the biggest ones, right? So it's cool or good that you can stop and say, it is okay. It is good for me to pamper myself. And think of the way you would pamper yourself. Think it is wonderful for me to do blank, blank, blank for myself today as I heal. And figure out what is good for you and put it in that sentence. You know, let me throw one out there just kind of like as an idea. It is good for me to pamper myself by watching funny movies as I heal. Right? Laughing. It is good for me to pamper myself by laughing as I heal. It's good to laugh. Laughing helps the healing process. There's nothing wrong with laughing. So pick the one that works for you, that helps you to heal. And it could be working on a project, right? It's good for me to pamper myself by working, doing my woodworking while I'm healing. Whatever it is, building my race car, whatever it is. Sewing, whatever it is, okay? Well, I've had fun today. This has been fun. It's been interesting. It's been different. I will be back tomorrow. Yes, I will. Tomorrow's Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow. Not sure what we're going to talk about. Usually I like to talk to ancestors or about your past lives. And as I said before, we can get in. Let spirit or source energy have the answers to you about what's going on in your life. And again, how do you resonate with the answers you get? How do you resonate with them? The more you resonate them with them, the more you appreciate them, the faster they come. You get this huge magnet going on. So I love you guys. Bye now.